The Eurozone just delivered its most sobering economic data in years. Final Eurostat numbers show GDP contracted 0.2% in Q1 2026, completely reversing the earlier flash estimate of 0.1% growth. This marks the bloc's first quarterly contraction since mid-2022, and the timing couldn't be worse, with energy prices spiking due to Middle East tensions.
What's particularly concerning is how this revision happened. Flash estimates are usually pretty accurate, within a few tenths of a percent. To see a complete sign reversal from positive to negative growth suggests either data collection issues or economic conditions deteriorating faster than statistical agencies can track. Germany, as the bloc's largest economy, likely drove much of this weakness.
And the market implications are already playing out in dramatic fashion. Ray Dalio, Bridgewater's founder, told Bloomberg that wealth is being converted into money as the AI market deflates, drawing explicit parallels to dot-com era patterns. He's essentially saying investors are fleeing risky assets for cash, which historically signals deeper trouble ahead.
Jim Cramer's warning is even more specific and alarming. He's tallied nearly $500 billion in upcoming AI-related capital raises, including SpaceX, Anthropic, and OpenAI IPOs, plus Alphabet's $80 billion stock sale. His concern about a liquidity crunch makes sense when you consider that much of this year's market gains have been concentrated in AI-related stocks.
The SpaceX situation exemplifies these broader tensions. Despite preparing what Goldman CEO David Solomon calls a mandate that took 20 years of relationship building, the S&P 500 committee denied SpaceX fast-track entry. That's extraordinary given the company's scale and the committee's usual eagerness to include high-profile additions.
The denial suggests index committee members are genuinely concerned about market stability. SpaceX's valuation and the scale of investor demand could create exactly the kind of capital absorption that Cramer fears. Meanwhile, Fidelity has slashed the minimum SpaceX IPO investment to just $2,000, signaling they're having trouble filling the enormous offering despite massive retail interest.
Michael Saylor's analysis of Bitcoin's June decline provides another window into these capital flows. He attributes the cryptocurrency's 10% drop since early June to $400 billion in AI infrastructure spending and $4 billion in Bitcoin ETF outflows. Essentially, money is rotating from speculative assets toward AI buildout, but the scale is so massive it's destabilizing other asset classes.
What worries me most is how quickly sentiment can shift in this environment. Broadcom CEO Hock Tan told investors that AI growth eliminates the need for acquisitions because organic growth is so strong. But if that AI growth suddenly looks overvalued or unsustainable, companies that have bet everything on organic AI expansion could face severe corrections.
The human element here is worth noting too. A Science Journal study of nearly 600,000 U.S. workers found that remote work drove a third of post-pandemic isolation increases, significantly worsening mental health and boosting mental health service usage. This suggests the productivity gains everyone assumed from remote work might be offset by hidden social and psychological costs.
That remote work data connects to broader economic concerns about productivity and innovation. If distributed work is creating isolation and mental health challenges, it could explain some of the disconnect between technological advancement and economic growth. We might be seeing the delayed consequences of pandemic-era work changes just as we're trying to navigate an AI transition.